ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
International education is the ACT's largest export, and it's growing. Last year, numbers increased by 17%, which means that there's now around 20,000 overseas students who call Canberra home. The largest proportion of them are from China. But how often do you hear from Chinese students about their thoughts, struggles, and dreams? I caught up with one Chinese student to find out why she came to Canberra and what being a student here means to both her and her parents.
Okay, so my parents are basically like the best parents you can get out there. They do have the Chinese side, which is supporting me financially mostly. They do have expectations, but they wouldn't pressure me, because they'd be like, we'd be happy if you do that, but if you're just happy with your life, we're happy with that too.
Phoenix Tian is undertaking a Bachelor of Commerce and Arts at the ANU. She successfully crossed continents and straddled different cultures. And while Phoenix is grateful to her parents for all the opportunities that she's had in life, she doesn't regard her relationship to them as being typically Chinese.
I know a lot of other Chinese parents, they just be like, you have to do this, you have to do that, because I want you to. And then they sort of arrange everything for their kids, like their job, their even marriage. And it's kind of bad because they don't really get to make their own decisions.
But that's meant that you've been able to adjust and be a bit more outgoing and independent.
Yeah, they just always let me make my own decisions from like a very early age, from what to eat, what to wear, what gift I want for my birthday, and what school to go to, what degree I'm going to do, who I'm dating. So it's really good to have that experience and that skill to actually be able to make decisions.
What attracted you to Canberra?
So I'm not really a fan of bigger cities. And Canberra is just such a unique existence. This is like in the middle of nowhere and it's tiny. I just like how you can bump into people everywhere. Opposed to Sydney or Melbourne, you just get lost.
When you were trying to figure out which university to go to, how important were rankings and reputation?
Oh, it wasn't that important to me, but it was kind of important to my parents, especially my dad, because he's also, oh, the rankings are really important, especially because you know in China it's like a massive thing. If you go to like 500 ranked uni, it's bad.
Right. So why are international rankings such a massive thing? I'd imagine you want a good return on your investment of time and money.
Okay, I think it's more like a peer pressure kind of thing. My dad actually didn't really want me to come here. He still wants me to go to the States instead. Just because most of his colleagues, their daughters or their sons, they went to Ivy League in the States or like the top three in the UK. And my dad's just like, they're doing that, you should do that too. He's like really awesome, so he's not really forcing me or anything. He's just suggesting that it'd be good to go to Ivy League and get a degree there, like MBA or something. And then you just worth so much more if you ever go back to China and actually work in China, because people see Harvard, it's something.
Hmm. And beyond uni, Phoenix, what do you want to do and what does your father want you to do?
And he wants me to do a PhD. I just can't picture myself doing research.
Why does he want you to do a PhD as opposed to get into the job market?
He thinks it's like pretty cool to have a PhD. And again, most of his colleagues' kids have a PhD degree.
What about pressure? Given all that, Phoenix, do you feel pressure to succeed?
Moving to Canberra actually changed me a lot. Before, I'm always, oh, I gotta just be the best for no reason. I just gotta keep it up and beat everyone else kind of thing. But now I just feel like life is pretty short and you never know what's gonna happen tomorrow, and there's no point doing something if you're not enjoying it. So I'm currently trying to compromise with what they want and trying to mix the two together and to figure out a third way of doing things so that I could get what I want and what they want.
Phoenix, you've got a couple of jobs at a fast food restaurant and you're also a senior resident at your college. Is working important to you in finding that third way?
Yes, definitely. I feel a lot better that way, just that I'm not completely relying on my parents, which they don't mind, but I feel bad because I feel like I'm already like 21. I'm not meant to be doing that. They think that I don't have to work if I don't want to, but I think that it's just that guilt that I have in the middle of the night. I'm just like, oh, what am I doing with my life?
Phoenix, On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Kim Hoon, and I'm having a chat with Chinese student Phoenix Tian about what it's been like for her to go to university in Canberra. While Phoenix has been very successful in making Australian friends, I asked her to talk about a couple of the cultural differences that she's discovered in her interactions with domestic students.
The first thing is that because they grew up here and they listened to different music, they did different curriculums, and you don't really share that. And when they refer to something from the past, you just like, oh, what is that? It's less of a language thing, but it's more of like a background thing that you just don't have that connection there. And sometimes it can feel like you're just not clicking with the person. And another thing is, because obviously Australia and China are very different in terms of politics and everything else, and people don't really have the level of wealth as people have here to consider, you know, feminism. And, like, I understand how it's important, but I sometimes do not really understand how people just constantly be protesting and just doing all these political activities, because it's not something that I was familiar with, because people focus more on making money and getting food. But here, like at uni, a lot of domestic students, they focus a lot on politics, as some of my friends do too. And when we talk, I'm just like, I'm just not into that much.
Phoenix, you and your parents have put a great deal of time and money and effort into you going to university in Canberra. Do you feel like it's been a good investment?
I feel like I'm actually having like the best years of my life here, and I'm really happy that I made that decision. And knowing the people around me and just having all these experiences is obviously more important than just the studies.
So what exactly do you get out of university if it's more than just about studying and getting a degree?
A lot of people go to uni, not just, well, obviously you want a degree, but it's not really for the theories or whatever you're learning, unless you're trying to go into research. But most people are here for a good 3 or 4 or 5 years of experience that you can't really get outside uni, because you get all these opportunities with clubs and societies or your residential hall, or just like, it's like a platform, and you have all these chances of doing things, and you get to meet all these people which you wouldn't have otherwise met if you were just working or doing something else.
Finally, what mark would you give your university and Canberra experience out of 100?
Up till now, probably like 90. I'm actually really happy with the things I've done and I've experienced. The 10 marks is for me not doing more for my academic side of things. I feel like I could have done more, but I didn't, and that's why now I only have 5.5 GPA, which most Chinese students get like a 7 GPA. I'm just like, okay, I only have a 5.5.
I don't know about you, but a grade point average of 5.5 and also Chinese student Phoenix Tian sound pretty impressive to me. After completing her arts and commerce degree at the ANU, Phoenix wants to work here for a few years before moving upwards and onwards, perhaps even towards that Harvard MBA that her father dearly wants her to get.
ABC Radio Canberra, streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.